It's going to be a long way back on the coach, that's for sure. And obviously, today just didn't. We didn't get going like we would have liked to. We started off the game reasonably well. I thought we had the two best chances actually early on. Didn't take them, and then a mistake for the first goal where it's gone underneath the goalie. And then the second one again, he's come for one and it's sort of dropped, and the lads put it away. So disappointed with the goals that we've conceded today.
There were signs of a fight back though. Jamil Matt getting one back, and you know, at that point you thought, well, once if Harry has scored, you know, with the reputation that Barrow's defending perhaps hasn't been as good in recent times, you thought, well, if you could push on and turn them, that you'd get something out of the game.
Yeah, I mean we could have made it 3-2 just before half time, but obviously they had a penalty as well. But you know, we had a couple of good chances to make it 3-2, and I think if we'd have maybe got the second, it might have just made it a little bit interesting. But just not enough, just falling short at the minute.
You made changes at half time, took off Briscoe and obviously brought in Cresswell for it. Was that because of injury, or was that just tactically, Steve?
We just did it because we thought that at the back, not just at the back, defensively as a unit, we weren't at it, and it could have been any of the back four. I thought they were very poor first half. We took Briss off to put Vinny in at right back and move Sharpie in the centre half. But and obviously got young Jack on, who I thought for his debut today did very well.
Yeah, I was going to say, he livened things up in midfield, didn't he, and showed some nice touches.
He did, yeah. But, you know, when we're asking an 18-year-old lad to go on and get us out of the mire, it's a bit unfair on the lad. You know, we'd like to put him on in a situation, same with Robbie Brown, where we can put him on where we've got a lead of three goals. But obviously at the minute that's not the case, and we stuck him on. But I thought he did well, considering it was his first game, you know, starting for us. I thought he did very well.
Steve, there are injuries and suspensions. I know you as a man won't use those as an excuse as to Harry's performance, but the injuries and suspensions are starting to come out now, and you're starting to get the players back probably for next week. How much of an input will they have?
Well, I think at the moment the lads who are in the side aren't grasping the chance. That's the thing, and you know, the lads who have been injured and out the side. You know, these lads who are in the team at the minute have got to grasp the opportunity, and that's not happening, and that's disappointing. So obviously the sooner we get one or two back, the better.
You've got to look ahead to the FA Cup next week, Steve. Corby Town, aside from Beza, well, so it's Beza Homesley, Blue Square Bet North. It's not going to be an easy game. A cup tie can be won and lost on decisions. You no doubt are looking forward to get the money in the bank, as well, £12,500 for the side that go through.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about the money. Yeah, that's the problem with the FA Cup nowadays. There is a lot of money at stake, and unfortunately somebody will lose on Saturday. And hopefully we'll go through. Yeah, there's a lot of money at stake, but I'm more concerned about winning a football match and hopefully having a good run in the FA Cup this year, not about the prize money that's at stake.
It's a home draw as well, Steve, so I suppose you'll be thinking, well, that gives you an advantage.
Yeah, definitely, yes. I mean, we are, you know, obviously Corby come to us as the underdogs, but, you know, we've had them watch today at Colwyn Bay, and I'll watch them again on Tuesday. So hopefully we'll know a lot about them, but we need to improve a lot more on next Saturday than we've shown today.